Lord Jesus, we thank you. You not only lived for us, died for us, and rose for us, you also ascended to the right hand of the throne. Show us what that means for us today, and Holy Spirit, work through your word and through my words. In Jesus' name, amen. Worry. Something I'm sure we can all relate to at one time of our lives or another, right? Worry. Something we all experience. Maybe you're in the middle of something big now. Maybe you're not. Maybe you were. Maybe you... Or maybe some of you say, hey, nope, not my issue. I got other issues, but that's not one of them. Or others of you say, worry, yes, 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 I majored in it. I got the degree, it's on the wall, I got the t-shirt, and now I'm a professional. What kinds of things do we end up worrying about? Did I say the wrong thing? Did I upset them? Do they like me? Will I have enough money to retire? Or will my money run out before I die? Will my children be safe? What if they embarrass me? Trust me, they will sometimes. Or we worry about eating too much or eating too little, or we worry about work. Will I get overlooked for the promotion or that job that I really want? Or will I lose the one I have? Or how will we pay the bills this month? Or we can worry about God or say, God, are you there? You care what I'm going through? We can worry about all sorts of things. Psychology Today magazine did a study a number of years ago of different worries at different ages of your life. And they found, not surprisingly so, that you have different worries at different stages of your life. And so one of their age groups were 18 to 24, primarily students, and then compared to another one, 55 to 75. So the five things they saw that came up most for people that were 18 to 24, mostly students, were, and then younger professionals as well, the five things that came up the most were relationships, work or school, financial issues, aimless future, and lack of confidence. And then fast forward to age 55 to 75, disappearing off the chart, relationships and finances weren't there, but a lot more worried about health, which was nowhere to be seen among the ramen-eating 18-year-olds. Well, I'm not sure what it is for you, but I'm guessing from time to time, worry is something that gets a hold of us. Now, it's something Jesus talked about in the Sermon on the Mount. He just came out and said it, and Jesus has a way of just coming out and saying, hey, don't worry, which sometimes feels like, oh, that's not real helpful, just saying don't worry, because that often makes you worry more, right? But then Jesus goes on from there and says, wait a second, you know, look up and look around, look at the birds. They're not worried, and God takes care of them. Look at the lilies, or right about now, look at the tulips. God looks at that. God takes care of them. God cares for all of those things. How much more you, who God created in his image and for whom Jesus Christ died and rose, how much more care God has for you? But then there's another story, the one we're actually going to spend time talking about today. And it's one that I think really does help us in our worry. And it's the story of the ascension of Jesus. I said it a bit earlier. It's what we're going to talk about. It's celebrated this Thursday. And I know it's a bit of a strange story, but I hope you stay with me. So after Jesus rose from the dead, he appeared to his disciples and other followers. 1 Corinthians 15 says even up to 500 people at once, all over people. Jesus appeared to these people for 40 days, then on the 40th day, he gathers his disciples on the Mount of Olives and then ascends into heaven. And Acts 1 has it, this is verse 6 to 11, what we heard earlier. It says, then they gathered around him and they said, Jesus, is it now time that you're going to restore the kingdom of Israel? Still, they're thinking, earthly kingdom power, are you going to finally get the big guns and go kick out the Romans? Are we finally going to do this? And Jesus says, no. You still don't quite get it. It's not for you to know the times or dates or any of that, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes, Pentecost, 10 days after, and you will be my witnesses. You will be my witness. That's what a Christian is a witness to what Jesus has done. In Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and then to the ends of the earth. And after he said this, he said he was taken up before their very eyes, and then a cloud hid them from their sight. And then two angels, it says, stood by and said, just as you've seen him go, he will come back. So we just said the words in the creed. We said on the third day, he rose again from the dead, and then we say he ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. The ascension is a major Christian teaching that often just kind of gets plowed through in the creed, doesn't get thought about much, gets overlooked. But it's quite major. In fact, the church that my dad's a pastor of is called Ascension Lutheran Church. So pretty major thing. But we often don't know what to do with it. I think sometimes maybe we're embarrassed by it. It's kind of a weird story. Seems outdated that Jesus kind of floated and ascended to heaven. We say, oh, I can't believe that. And we do a lot of other stuff with it. But it's actually very important. And it has a lot to do with worry. Yes, I believe that believing in the ascension of Jesus actually really helps us in our worry. So the two questions we've kind of been swirling around, I'll just name them now, are one, why do we worry? And two, how does the ascension of Jesus help us? So why do we worry, and how does the ascension of Jesus help us? So first, why do we worry? Let me give you an image to think of in your mind. Think of a throne. Throne room, throne. Think of that image, whatever that looks like for you. Could be maybe, let's talk about, say, the England's pretty regal place with royalty. There is a throne in England, and there is only one person that has the right to sit on that throne, right? You might, you know, find some secret access and might have fun, but we really can. There's only one person in the world that actually has the right to sit on the throne of England, and who is that? Yeah, Queen Elizabeth II, sure. Thrones are for royalty. Well, the Bible talks all over the place of God being king and the world, the universe, being God's kingdom. So who alone can sit on the throne of the universe? It's God. Yeah, I know this kind of seems basic, but it's actually quite huge. God is on the throne. The ascension means that the throne, however you picture it, is occupied. It's not empty. It's occupied. God is there. But here's the problem. I often live as if the throne is empty. And what happens if a king or queen does not sit on their throne? What happens if the king or queen is absent? What do the people do? Whatever they want, right? Anything happens. No justice, and therefore no trust. And how often do you and I live that way? We say, I'm not sure I'm going to have enough money at the end of the month. I better not give anything to anyone. I better not help anybody in need. I better just keep it all for myself. Or I'm not sure how this situation is going to turn out, so I better kind of get behind the scenes and make it work. I better spread some rumors here or arrange some pieces. How often do you and I live like we have to control everything? Or how often do we live like we have to make it happen? And then it just leads us to even more worry. I think that's because we end up living as if the throne is empty. Or if it's not empty, I live as if I'm the one sitting on it. I want to be God of my own life or king of my own life. I want to sit on it. We live as if we're on it, not God. I get to decide what's morally right for me. If God disagrees with me, God's wrong. Or I try to run my life or manipulate all situations to my advantage. I'm the king, we say and we think. So we often worry because when we think of the throne of God, we imagine it either empty or ourselves on it. So how does, second question, the ascension help us? The ascension tells us that God is on the throne. Jesus is there. The throne is occupied. The king is on it. And because the king is on the throne, your heart can settle. There are a lot of things you don't have to worry about because God is on the throne. Will we have enough? Does God care about me? Or the world seems so unsafe, so many things seem to be changing or in conflict or unstable. The king is on the throne. You can trust God. God is ruling even when by your own eyes it might not look like it. And that king who is sitting on the throne was the same king who left the throne to come and join your life. King Jesus became a baby and lived the life that you should have lived and died the death that we all deserve to die, and not only rose from the dead, defeating death, he ascended into heaven and sits on that throne for you. So I want you to try something this week. It's easy and it's hard. But when you start to worry about something, if you can catch yourself and say, hey, I'm doing it, I want you to stop and say this to yourself. The king is on the throne. Try it with me. The king is on. Try it. When you start to worry, if you're able to say, oh, I'm going down that path, Jesus not only died and rose for you, but ascended into heaven. The king is on the throne. So, let's try it out. Whether it's exams, I know you hope students have exams this week or other tests in school. If they really got you stressed out, if you can say, wait a second, here we are. Pause and say, the king is on the throne. Or maybe it's work pressure that just feels overwhelming. Am I going to get fired or am I just going to lose? I don't know how I'm going to do it. Stop and say, the king is on the throne. Maybe it's health. Maybe you have a lot of things going on. You're not uncertainty or piling up. Ready? Here we go. The king is on the throne. Or maybe you just feel like life is going too fast. It's the treadmill is going faster and faster and you can't keep up and you're not sure. We say, the king is on the throne. And even if it's God that seems distant, you say, God, where are you? I'm not sure you're there. Even if that's how you feel, you can stop and still say, the king is on the throne. So whatever it is for you this week, try it out. When you start to worry, stop yourself, think of the throne, the ascension of Jesus, and say, the king is on the throne. And then let me know how it goes. Amen.